This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Kyle Palmer. The Missouri Supreme Court last week heard arguments in a high-profile case that challenges some of the state's abortion restrictions. A woman from southeast Missouri who is a member of a group called the Satanic Temple is arguing that some of the state's abortion rules violate her religious beliefs. Specifically, her lawsuit challenges the state's 3-day waiting period to get an abortion and also a requirement that doctors give abortion patients a booklet that states, in part, that life begins at conception. The state's case rests on the argument that the woman is not being prevented from practicing her religious beliefs. News of this case has many people in Missouri and beyond asking, who is the Satanic Temple and what religious beliefs do they have? To help us answer those questions, let's talk with David Embry. He is a professor of religious studies at Missouri State University in Springfield. Professor Embry, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
Well, let me ask that first question. So who or what is the Satanic Temple?
The Satanic Temple is a really interesting organization because they don't necessarily believe in an actual Satan. Essentially, Satan is their figurehead, but most of their agenda is simply human freedom, letting people do what they will. They are big on science, and indeed, seemingly, the religious beliefs that the woman has are essentially saying, in line with their idea that we should do whatever the best suggestions of science are.
And how long have they been around, and where are they based?
They're based in Salem, Massachusetts, which further confuses all the furor over the years. They have nothing to do with the Salem witch trials, and indeed would raise that up as demonstrative of the evil that takes place in the name of religion against people who are alternative, and yet that's where they very deliberately chose to place their headquarters.
You mentioned their emphasis on scientific thought. What are some other tenets of their faith?
Their whole agenda is, we want to make the world a better place. We want to provide freedom. We want to free people from the tyranny of religious thought, all these sorts of things. But they envision Satan as kind of the ultimate rebel, the being who is not going to be conformed to other people's thinking, who is going to stand on his own principles. They have very little in the way of ritualized dogma. They have, I believe, 7 principles by which they live, but they are not necessarily metaphysical principles, more than just saying we should trust science. And on the other hand, they aren't necessarily moral principles any more than people should do what they think's right.
Yeah. I gather that Missouri's not the only place in which the Satanic Temple is garnering attention, primarily for their challenging of laws and policies that generally, I guess, would be seen to be more socially conservative.
Yes. And indeed, it's a group I would describe as primarily oppositional. You know, most of what they are known for is challenging Bible clubs in schools, or in both Oklahoma and Arkansas, they have challenged the fact that models or some sort of representation of the Ten Commandments are on the grounds of the Capitol, and in both cases have proposed statues of Baphomet, a Satan figure, to also be represented on those grounds. Kind of poking conservatism in the eye seems to be a high priority.
I would imagine a lot of people who might be opposed to what they're trying to do would say that these types of things, like challenging Missouri's abortion laws, are just stunts or political theater. How do members of the Satanic Temple respond to that?
On the website, they actually address that and say, no, this is not just about political theater, you might say, or publicity seeking. We are trying to raise the real issues and demonstrate to people how serious they are. Their wording is very much crusaders for freedom, crusaders for a more quote-unquote rationalistic scientific approach to things, but they also throw in a lot of words like justice and freedom. And so the language they use is not entirely, you know, shall we say, value neutral. They're saying these are the things we propose, and yet, you know, ultimately it's about freedom and choice.
David Embry is a professor of religious studies at Missouri State University in Springfield. Thank you so much for talking with us, Professor.
Well, it's been a delight to chat with you. Thank you.